Happy Solemnity of Corpus Christi. Thank you. A great American novelist, Flannery O'Connor, a very devout Catholic, is quoted saying this: "Well, if the Eucharist is just a symbol, then to hell with it all." If the Eucharist is just a symbol, then to hell with it all. I agree. If the Eucharist is just a symbol, then every aspect of Christianity is a lie. If the Eucharist is just bread, if the Eucharist is just wine, then everything that you believe is a lie. Because if the Eucharist is not true, then nothing else is true either. Because we believe that the Eucharist is the flesh and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord, because Jesus said so in sacred scripture, as clear as day. And if that's not true, then baptism isn't true. Then your marriage isn't true. Because you don't have to be married to one person. And you can commit adultery all you want. If that's not true, then you can murder people tonight. If that's not true, then you can lie and cheat and steal. Because if the Eucharist isn't true, then neither is anything else that Jesus said, because if Jesus lied about that, then everything else is a lie as well. If the Eucharist is just a symbol, then to hell with all of it. My dear brothers and sisters, we all know that it's not a lie. Because we know that Jesus Christ, who is the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, and can I just do like a quick little digression here? How on earth do people believe in the Trinity but don't believe in the Eucharist? I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but last weekend we celebrated Corpus Christi Sunday. To understand the Trinity is unbelievably confusing. Three persons, one God, a relationship of persons, of equality, same substance. It is 1,000 times easier to believe in the Eucharist than it is to believe in the Trinity. In fact, the first 300 years of the church, if you look at all the ecumenical councils, the Council of Nicaea, the Council of Ephesus, were all about the bishops of the church literally arguing. St. Nicholas, as we all know, literally punched another bishop in the face at the Council of Nicaea. And what were they arguing? The Trinity. Why? Because to understand the Trinity, it's actually really hard to understand it, and Scripture isn't real clear on it. Notice how none of them were arguing about the Eucharist. Why? Because the Eucharist is so unbelievably clear in Scripture. Jesus says, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. It's unbelievably clear. So there were no debates about the Eucharist. In fact, the first bishop or priest to question the true presence of the Eucharist took place in the 1100s. So I want you just to think just for a second. What was the most powerful experience you've ever had in your life? Eating toast. Seriously, I want you to think about that for a second. What is the most powerful moment you've ever had eating toast? What was on it? Was it butter? Was it peanut butter? Was it jelly? What type of jelly was it? Was it at a restaurant? Was it at your house? Was it your grandma's toast? Who makes the best toast in your house? Your wife? Your husband, your children. Because, my dear people, in just a few moments, the ludicrousness of what we're going to do for many, many people is really just about toast. In just a few moments, in the eyes of the world, we are going to take a piece of bread and put it in a metal receptacle and process around with it. But those people have never read the Bible. And if they have, they're very mistaken on what the Bible actually says. And they apparently believe that Jesus is a liar. Anyone who doesn't believe in the true presence of the Eucharist, like, what's the, like, yeah. If you don't believe in the true presence of the Eucharist, then literally it is a piece of bread. And like if we wanted to have a Corpus Christi procession, number one, it would make no sense to have a procession with a piece of bread and a metal receptacle that you put bread in. But because it is true, we'll put Jesus, well, he's right now in a tabernacle, we'll put him in a monstrance. We'll carry him through the streets. But also because it is true, we're willing to sacrifice everything for it. We're willing to give everything for it. We're willing to build our whole entire faith upon it. And we realize how much he loves us. I mean, have you ever thought about how crazy it is that God allows himself to become consumable food? Like how madly he wants to enter into your life. Like how God loves you so much that he just wants you to take him into your life, that he makes himself consumable food. He wants to be in your body. He wants to be in your heart. He wants to be in your soul so badly. And he wants to do it again and again and again and again and again. And he wants us to adore him. He wants us to love him. My brothers and sisters, we live in a world right now where people just don't believe. Many of you have heard, tragically, debates and conversations, for those of you who follow church news, about the bishops in our country. Having debates and conversations on whether Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Catholics who make, well, people who claim to be Catholic that receive our Lord and Holy Communion, and whether they should be doing so. My dear people, every single one of us is called to ask ourselves a question. Do I believe what Jesus says? Do I believe what Jesus says in Scripture? Do I believe what the church has taught emphatically for 2,000 years? And if I do believe, then how do I respond? How do I respond? By coming to Mass, which you do, thanks be to God? How do I respond? By my reception of Holy Communion? Do I go to confession? Do I present myself for Holy Communion worthily? Or do I receive it like it's toast? Do I strive to bring others to the Eucharistic feast that Christ is giving to us? Do I tell them about our Lord, waiting for them behind every tabernacle, waiting for them at every celebration of the Holy Mass? My brothers and sisters, if we believe, and there's no reason for us not to, then we have the greatest treasure in the world. And tonight we walk with him. Tonight we praise him. We adore him because it's true. May we know tonight in a way maybe that we haven't before, that we are loved. May we not say to hell with it. But may we realize that this is our path to heaven, our only path. Through Christ, in the most blessed sacrament. May he be praised and adored forever and ever. Amen.